what might you do with thick milk? Or thick sour milk? You probably you make cheese out of it.
Oh.
You've seen that cheese that you buy in the store, it comes in different curdles.
Cottage cheese?
Okay. Okay, what might you do with something like milk right after milking? You know, if you held up a thing with a lot of little holes in it and poured milk through it, what would you say?
Pasteurize it.
Well, if you just say
steam
held
it. Steam it.
Okay. Or if you held like a sieve or something and poured milk through it, what would
strain
you
strain it.
Okay. okay, what is baked in a deep dish made out of apples with a crust on the top?
Apple pie.
Okay. How about if it has several layers of fruit and pastry?
Apple cobbler.
Okay. Okay, if somebody's got a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. Okay, what might you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Sweet liquid. Cream?
Okay. Well, if you did, have you ever done that? Pour stuff over pudding?
No.
If you did, would you be more apt to call it sauce or gravy or dressing?
Sauce.
Okay. Okay, the food taken between regular meals.
Snacks.
Okay. okay, when you get up in the morning, you go in the kitchen and make some eggs, and what do you do with them?
Eat
them. Okay. And then you might say yesterday.
I ate.
Okay. You're on the right track. And several times you have
eaten.
Okay. What is it that people usually drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay. How do you make it?
In a percolator.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the steps?
Measure out an amount of coffee into a little wire basket and you put a certain amount of water in the percolator and put it all together and plug in a plug, being decadent and having an electric one.
It's good to be decadent with that. if you didn't have coffee and just went up to the faucet or something, and what would you have, I mean, after you poured it into the container?
Try me again.
Okay.
I'll follow it.
If you were thirsty and didn't want coffee, you might go to the sink and get a what?
Glass of water.
Okay. What different types of glasses do you know? As in water type of glasses.
Just by size, I would know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are there different names? Say one with a stem.
Goblet, tumbler.
Mm-hmm. Would the goblet be the one with the stem?
Yeah.
And then tumbler, how would that?
It would have a flat bottom.
Mm-hmm. Would it usually be larger?
It could be, yeah, or there could be smaller tumblers too.
Okay.
Juice size.
Okay.
Just by size.
Okay. If you had a glass in your hand and it slipped out, what would happen to it?
It would break.
Okay. And yesterday, the glass
broke.
And then several times.